When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Second hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show is here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We have with us now Devin Nunes. He is former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. Devin, great to have you on the program.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
So I want to ask you, before we get into the latest social media platform battles, the fight for free speech, major issues that we are talking about here day in and day out, you know, there's this Sussman trial going on right now. You were on the forefront of trying to get to the truth of Russia collusion. This lawyer Sussman is the guy who allegedly lied to the FBI as part of the origins of the Russia collusion story. Do you have any hope for justice here? And what do you want people to know about Sussman's role in getting all of that anti-Trump Russia nonsense going?
Well, first off, there's a little bit of breaking news here just in the last few minutes, and that is that there's already a problem with a contaminated jury in terms of Clinton supporters, AOC reporters. Obviously, you have the whole Washington, D.C. cesspool where you have 95% of the people there didn't vote for Donald Trump. But with that said, now we have a juror that Durham moved to remove because the daughter of the juror is friends with Sussman's daughter. So this has just become a complete cesspool where you've got the judge's wife is the lawyer for Lisa Page, who was one of the lovebirds involved at the DOJ and FBI, part of the dirty cop cabal. So Durham really has his work to do. This is just a thin sliver of the entire conspiracy, and it deals just with Sussman. So all of these cast of characters were involved, right? So we made, during our investigation that broke all this open, we made 14 criminal referrals involving dozens of people. Durham brought something just very narrow. And it appears like, I mean, from all just outside looking in now that, you know, this is just getting to be a ridiculous uphill climb for John Durham because of all these incestuous relationships that you have in the beltway there.
We appreciate you coming on, Congressman. And we know that obviously there's been, in addition to all of the craziness going on with the Russia collusion hoax and everything surrounding it and how it became a story, Twitter, obviously, and Elon Musk has been at the top of many people's minds, including what Donald Trump may or may not do if Elon Musk makes this acquisition and regains control and invites the president back on Twitter. I think he said that he wouldn't use it. Would it actually benefit Truth Social in your mind if the president did use Twitter and link back every time that he sent out a tweet and said, oh, by the way, you should also come and sign up. You know, he's got 85 million or whatever he had Twitter users. Or in your mind, should Trump only use Truth Social? Kind of see and then discuss from your perspective the interplay between these two social networks.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges we have here is that you've got 95% of the media is completely fake. And so largely what myself and Donald Trump have been saying, you know, since I took, the helm of the company here in January and launched this product, you know, through a beta period where we had Apple, you know, now just yesterday we're wide open. Anybody can go to truthsocial.com and sign up. Despite what's been written and very clear, we're supportive of Elon Musk buying Twitter. We think Twitter is a cesspool. We also think it's a house of cards. There's just not very many people there. And I know that's kind of flies in the face of what people see and read, but I would just ask anyone to just go to their, go to any family function where there's somebody who's not a Hollywood celebrity, not in politics, and not in journalism, and ask their family members, do you have a Twitter account that's active? And my guess is it's going to be somewhere around 1-3% of your family members are going to have a Twitter account. So we don't care about Twitter. It's a global PR wire. That's not the business model we're building. We have a place that is open, uncancelable. We built it without big tech. And we are bringing together people where they're having a good time because we've opened the ability to open the internet back up for people to social network. So I understand what you guys are asking, but Twitter is a ghost town. I mean, and we already know that. We're at our nascent stage, right? I mean, we have barely begun. Donald Trump is getting close to 3 million followers on the platform. And for those people who have been engaged on this platform from the beginning, nearly all of them they're blowing away their engagement on Twitter. I mean, Twitter's not even relevant for our company. But I think what is relevant for our company is Instagram. There is no question Instagram is a powerhouse, along with TikTok. TikTok has more of probably the ages of 25 and under. Instagram is very heavily used from that 25 to 54 demographic that I know you guys are very familiar with. So we are building our product to take the best of Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and put it into a place where you are not going to be censored for your views.
Uh-oh, Devin, we're talking technology, and technology's failing us right now because we can't really hear you. Let's see if we can try one more time here. You were telling us about what your competitors are doing and what the market, what the landscape is like right now for people to be able to share their ideas. Go ahead. Oh, I think we might have lost Devin, which is not what we were hoping for at this point in time, but obviously we'll see if we can get it back in a moment here. Look, I think that the Truth Social platform, Clay, if anything, can just learn from what went wrong with Twitter. Obviously, it's Trump and the people involved in it are pro free speech, and there's going to be a lot of conservatives who are on the platform. But one of my concerns stretching back for a long time was, do we have Devin again?
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, we got to get you on like a Wi-Fi call, my friend. You got a few million people listening to you, so go ahead.
I actually think I am on a Wi-Fi call. That's what's so concerning.
Well, it's a Soros conspiracy. Tell us what you were saying.
Well, I think the bottom line is that, our business model is based off of one, two that takes advantage of Instagram and TikTok. And Twitter is just not something that we spend much time worrying about because it's just not a platform that has very many users on it. It's a bot, home of bot farms. And I think Elon Musk has said that pretty clearly.
Congressman, by the way, Buck and I are both on Truth Social. So if people are listening right now and they want to go download Truth Social, you can find certainly President Trump. You can find the congressman. You can find Buck and I. What opportunity is out there in your mind? You talked about trying to combine the best of Instagram with Twitter and creating a new dynamic there. How underserved do you think the marketplace is for people who are just seeking sanity? Our new tagline on this show, and I think it's accurate, is that we're sane in an insane world. And I think there's just this desperate demand for sanity. And I think a lot of people, frankly, would like Donald Trump back because compared to Joe Biden, he's an extremely sane genius.
Yeah, I mean, look, Donald Trump's never going back to Twitter. I mean, because there's no reason for us to go to Twitter. And I know that's hard for people to understand because of the fake news that's out there, but it's just a useless platform. I mean, with that said, I want to be clear, like, we're for opening the internet. If Elon Musk buys it, that's great. That's phenomenal. But, you know, we have already established with millions of Americans a place where people are having fun. They're social networking. They're not going to be canceled by big tech. You know, our challenge moving forward is going to be able to, you know, create some of the features that Instagram and TikTok have so that we can break into that larger marketplace. So, you know, we're going to get everyone, you know, is going to be on our platform who's been disenfranchised with the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitters. Maybe they've been banned. But, you know, for us to get that and reach that next level of people who maybe aren't as concerned about politics or haven't been politically censored, we're going to have both a quality product and a reliable product. And that's what we're building at True Social.
We're speaking to former Congressman Devin Nunes right now. He's the CEO of the Trump Media Group, talking about Truth Social. So what is the pardon me, Devin, my voice is a little raspy. What is the fundamental promise that Truth and any other media entities that you're going to be involved in running will make to the user in terms of transparency, in terms of rules of the road? How are you guys going to be different from what we've already seen?
Well, I think, first of all, if you take the fact that we are uncancelable, right? So we're not going to have a Bezos or a Bill Gates or somebody who decides they don't like us for political reasons. They just can't come in and cut the cords on us because we're using the Rumble Cloud, which I know you guys are also on Rumble. So that's a big advantage that we have. Not to mention, we're not trying to force feed you an algorithm. So our feed, and I think this is important for those people who have spent any time on it, we're chronological, right? So if Buck posts something at 2 p.m. and I post something at 3 and Clay posts something at 4, that's the order it's going to appear in your feed. So we're not trying to build an algorithm off your past views like these other companies do to force feed you stuff, which, look, on a good day, you can say, oh, they're just trying to have an algorithm that helps you out. But I think what we really know is these companies are controlled by far left political hacks with an agenda where conservatives and people in the middle, that if you say anything that they politically disagree with, you're being either shadow banned or censored.
So where do we go from here from the perspective of the impact of social media going forward? Are you convinced that the impact of social media is going to continue to grow? Or do you think we've reached the high watermark in terms of media being obsessed with Twitter, in terms of media being obsessed with Instagram? Where do we go from here? What's social media 2.0 or 3.0 in your mind?
Yeah, I think, you know what, that's a very good question, and it's one that we think about all the time, right? I think people will continue to use social media because people have phones and iPads and, you know, they're connected all of the time. But if it's not a family-friendly place where it's not just stealing your data, where people are having a good time and they can get information, you know, that's I think the recipe for success. If you are, I mean, just all you only thing you have to do is watch what Project Veritas did, came out with the last couple of days. Yep. If you are, you know, full of employees who are clearly communist or have Marxist views, who are literally willing to destroy the company for their views, I think that's not a place people are going to want to be. And that's why Twitter, despite what everybody, you know, it does have a brand. But it's a brand that's why I call it a house of cards. There's just nobody there. And I think that's what Elon Musk has figured out. And I think Instagram and Facebook both have that problem. I mean, my gut feeling, and I'm just, you know, going off of kind of polling that I did back when I was in running for Congress and also just this anecdotal evidence, I think Facebook is starting to face some of those headwinds. It would not surprise me now that Facebook has a lot of dead accounts. I think Instagram is right at that level where they're there, but we're not sure that they're really increasing. I know a lot of that demographic, that 25 to 54 demographic, they like Instagram, And, you know, they're giving us an opportunity to get into that marketplace. You know, if we can build enough features that can compete with Instagram, right? And it's, look, we've got a long way to go because they've got a decade, you know, head start on us. But we believe that's where the market is going, to a product that people feel comfortable, that's reliable, where they have fun. And I think that's what you'll see. People who spend any time on our platform, and you see that all the new people that have joined here in the last few days, because we opened up, anybody can now get on in the United States if you just go to truesocial.com. What we're seeing is people like, oh my God, this is fun over here, because there's all these people that got banned from the other platforms who are super cool guys. Like, I mean, I've never even heard of some of these people, and I'm like, oh my God, where has this guy been? Like, they're super talented. They're making memes. They're putting pictures. It's just a fun place and has a good vibe about it. And, you know, our challenge will be to move beyond kind of the news and politics and get into where people, you know, go there for art and movies and sports and things of that nature.
Right, Congressman Devin Nunes, formerly congressman, now running Truth Social. Want to let you know Clay and Buck also has an account there. You can search out Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. You can look up at Clay and Buck. We appreciate the time. Good luck with the building the business.
Hey, guys, it's great to be on with you. Congratulations on your success also.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. Want to tell you, though, a lot of people right now dealing with increasing interest rates and wondering, what in the world should I be doing as it pertains to my mortgage? Well, we can tell you. It's a 10-minute phone call. American Financing. Call them today. Free mortgage review. You can find out whether home equity line might make sense. Maybe it makes sense for you to refi still. There's so many different ways that you could save money on your mortgage. Gas prices hitting all-time highs. What you're paying in the grocery store continues to increase as we're at a 40-year inflation high. How much time have you spent trying to save money based on what you're paying at your mortgage? American Financing can help you save tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in just a 10-minute phone call. Here's how you do it. Call American Financing, 800-777-8109. We're talking about a 10-minute phone call that could save you six figures. Again, that number, 800-777-8109. 8109. Put your money back in your pocket by calling American Financing today. NMLS 182334, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you.
Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Just letting you know, I wanted to hit this breaking news right now. The $40 billion in Ukraine aid has passed. So there had been a hang-up. We're now on to Thursday. It passed overwhelming support, even though, as many people who are listening to this show note, we have not thought that it makes a lot of sense to be spending $40 billion on Ukraine while we can't even get baby formula on the shelves here. But it passed, looking at the numbers, 86 to 11. So it is already now law because it's already passed the House. So that is going to be signed by Joe Biden. Also wanted to hit this because I know a lot of you are struggling with gas prices. All 50 states now have hit an all-time high in gas prices. This is from an ABC News report. First time ever, all 50 states have an average price of at least $4 for a gallon of unleaded gas. It doesn't matter where you live. Listen to this.
Which,
or maybe don't. The point is, Buck, we have now gone over $4 in all 50 states, and that's being reported. For a long time, where you lived, California, obviously far more expensive than it would be in Texas, for instance. There's increasingly no way to not be being taken advantage of based on this Biden collapsing economy in terms of these gas prices.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
are overwhelming.
I think you're going to see a reduction in the lectures we get from politicians for the next few months here about the need for more windmills and the need for more green energy stuff. They tried that for a while, and people were really starting to seethe a little bit as these gas prices rise. So Biden administration, you got to give credit where it's due, Clay. They're hitting records left and right. They're hitting records all over the place.
Oh, it's bitter, bitter, bitter.
We love hearing from those of you using Relief Factor to relieve and eliminate your chronic pain. Catherine in Pennsylvania writes that her shoulder aches and pains were ruining her life after repeatedly hearing about Relief Factor. Catherine tried it with success. She's happy to report that without side effects, Relief Factor has drastically decreased her pain. Relief Factor is the 100% drug-free product that addresses pain in the hands, knees, hips, neck, and shoulders where inflammation can wreak havoc. Created by doctors with over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. With four key ingredients, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product which addresses joint pain plus lots of other pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone to order Relief Factor, and about 70% of them order more. Join the more than 500,000. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF.
For the first time, all 50 states now have an average price of $4 for a gallon of unleaded gas. That's according to a report by AAA. Three states, Georgia, Kansas, and Oklahoma, have all surpassed an average of $4 a gallon this week for the first time.
Wow, look at that. Biden administration setting records, everybody. You can't say they aren't distinguishing themselves here by making sure you pay more money for gas than you probably have in your lifetime. I mean, the price of gas depends on what state you live in, but right now at a nationwide record high, highest inflation in 40 years. You know, it's fascinating. Reagan, you know, takes office, 1981, right?
1981.
And The inflation level when he comes in, of course, after Carter, very high, and then it starts dropping, and then it starts dropping, and then it's, you know, it gets all the way down to where the Fed would want it to be. Because it turns out that this is a monetary policy issue and that bad decision making has negative consequences. Good decision making can actually take it in the other direction. And I wish I could say, you know, part of the problem here, I think, Clay, is that these numbers are all indicative of spending too much and limiting productivity and enlarging government, and just the entire philosophy of the Biden Democrats has been wrong on this. But they don't accept that at all. They are going to live in delusions, and they're going to try to obfuscate. And to give you a sense of the degree of the delusions, I mean, here's Nancy Pelosi on the baby formula situation. She was asked, you know, do you think that you guys have done a good job with this one? Here's Nancy Pelosi.
The formula issue, are you satisfied with the urgency with which the White House has handled this issue?
Yes.
And with the Senate may or may not even vote on something before they leave town today?
Yeah, I mean, we have to have the money for the FDA to do its job. So I think that we'll have some success.
But you're fully satisfied with the administration?
I am, yes.
Yeah, fully satisfied, Clay. Doing a bang-up job. Fantastic work on the baby formula shortage. Parents still cannot get baby formula in many states across the country. They're scrambling for it. And I think Congressman Michael Waltz, I think, was on Fox this morning, even saying that he, you know, he's got a young baby. So I'm having trouble. My wife's having trouble finding baby formula. And on top of all of that, there's a word you're going to start to. I wish I could say this is going to get better, folks. The baby formula thing they've realized is a huge political liability. So I do think they're going to start mobilizing on that.
Can I just say, if you get to the point where there's a baby formula shortage, you should be embarrassed to say what Nancy Pelosi just said. Because as you pointed out, Buck, of everything that exists in terms of food in America, baby formula is probably the one thing that can't be replaced. Because babies have to have it. And they're not like adults where you can just say, hey, if I don't get one thing, I can substitute it for another. This is their diet. They must have it. So I'm sorry. When Nancy Pelosi says, I'm very satisfied with the way the White House has handled this, anyone who has ever had a child and has ever had to buy baby formula is 1,000,000,000% in disagreement with her, because this situation can never arise. Period. That means you failed.
And then you're going to start to hear more of this. Now, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, spoke about this in the context. She was in Germany yesterday, and she started to use this word, stagflation. And I'm telling you, you're going to be hearing a lot more of it coming up here.
Certainly, the economic outlook globally is challenging and uncertain. And higher food and energy prices are having stagflationary effects, namely depressing output and spending and raising inflation all around the world.
Stagflation, for anybody who just needs a quick reminder, is when you have a high rate of inflation and a slow rate of economic growth. This is really bad, and it also can include a steadily increasing and then durable high level of unemployment. Now, we don't have that technically right now, although workforce participation is not very good right now. A lot of people are not actually included in the unemployment rolls, but low growth, high inflation, also known as stagflation or recession inflation, that's what we are facing right now in America. And they're also going to start to use the R word soon. Recession, Clay. I think everyone sees it coming.
No doubt. And everyone out there who looks at their 401k, I mean, it's a horror film to look at what the stock market has done basically since Joe Biden came into office. I mean, just think about where we are. 18 months essentially into Joe Biden's administration, the stock market is effectively now flat, meaning we have seen no growth in the overall net worth of people's retirement accounts in terms of the last 18 months. And then if you take into account this 8%+ inflation, everybody has lost money. Everybody, no matter what you do, by and large, you are sitting on less money in the stock market, less money in your paycheck, less money because Biden's economic policies have all failed. And the scary thing is, Buck, if his all of his economic policies had actually been implemented, things would be worse, because we had a great guest, Charles Gasparino, pointing out what many CEOs are now saying, what Elon Musk said. I know he's not the CEO of Amazon anymore, but that if Build Back Better had passed, then we would have ended up with double-digit inflation. That's what Jeff Bezos is saying. That's what Charles Gasparino is saying. Many other high-level business executives are saying. It's what Elon Musk is saying. This is a failure. It's awful. And it would have been even worse if Joe Biden had gotten to do what he truly wanted to do.
And I do think it's worth pointing out for a moment here, Clay, that while this is all, just like the bad economic numbers every month in recent months, has been a surprise.
Yeah.
Who could have seen it coming?
Always a surprise on the worst side.
Oh, my gosh. You mean Biden's not good at this? You mean this administration stinks? What a shock. It wasn't a shock to everybody. In fact, this was back during the debates in 2020. Trump, we already played for folks as a reminder, the audio of him saying your gas is going to go, I think he said $6 a gallon.
We're almost there.
And then
California's
already been there. Just so California had $6 a gallon gas recently, and we're heading in that direction. But if you look at the stock market right now, here's a Trump prediction from back during the debates.
They said the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Okay, let's move on to the next question.
You know, he said gas. Trump said in 2020, you elect this clown. He didn't technically call him a clown, but I'm sure he would. Gas prices will be high. Stock market will get crushed. Economy will slow down. All of that is true. All of that is actually happening. And you wonder, why is it that he was able to see this? But all the expert economists that cite old man Biden, or that old man Biden cites, rather, that they couldn't see this coming?
It's even worse than I think. If we had Trump on today, we need to get him on again sometime soon. I think he would say, agree with us. He knew it was going to be bad. It's even worse than he thought. Because going back to that baby formula shortage, I can't, in terms of crystallizing economic policy failures, parents with babies walking into grocery stores and seeing bare shelves where baby formula should be, having to travel when gas prices are so high all over your city and your state. I mean, Buck, when we opened up phone lines about this, we had people, grandparents, are out trying to buy baby formula for their grandchildren because they're concerned about whether their own children are going to be able to find baby formula. If I had told you, hey, Joe Biden's going to get elected, and in the middle of his second year in office, there is going to be a baby formula shortage that is so bad that grandparents and family members of parents are going to be driving around trying to help feed their own children and grandchildren. I don't think anybody would have ever even believed that was possible, yet here we are. It's just staggering in its level of incompetence that we ever got here. And I don't know what could come next, Buck, that I would be like, oh, there's no way possible that could happen. Nobody saw baby formula shortage coming.
I'm just hoping at this point Biden doesn't get us into war with Russia. Because really,
but
he's
it wouldn't
messed
surprise
up everything
you,
else so badly. He's messed up everything so badly that you just, please don't mess that one up, Joe. Like, I actually, just for the country, for the world, I hope he gets
keep
that
us out of nuclear war. It's so bad that we're hoping that Joe Biden doesn't get us into nuclear war. Unbelievable. Mike Lindell, he's trying to hook all you up as you're dealing with all these different increased costs across your entire lifestyle. He's got an incredible offer for you right now. Buy one, get one free extravaganza. Multiple products you've heard us rave about in the past. All you got to do is use the promo code Clay and Buck. What do you get? Buy one, get one free. Well, you can get it on MyPillow bed sheets. Both of us have them all over our houses. Giza, Elegance, MyPillow, six-piece towel sets. Towels are phenomenal, by the way. And roll and go anywhere my pillows. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials to check out the buy one, get one free deal on select products. With our promo code, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book for free with your purchase. Get hooked up today. Go to MyPillow.com, put in that code Clay, C-L-A-Y, and Buck. Boom. Buy one, get one free. Take advantage of this incredible offer at MyPillow.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you.
Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. All right, Buck, this has taken over a lot of news today. You went to your first ever SEC football game. I took you to Ole Miss, Alabama. Alabama's head football coach, Nick Saban. So Jimbo Fisher, we got a monster audience all over the state of Texas. Jimbo Fisher is the head coach of Texas A&M Aggies. They are feuding, and this is an all-timer attack from one coach on another. You haven't heard this, but I'm just curious if you can pick up on the animosity and what you think about this. Almost unheard of. Let's listen to Jimbo Fisher. This was a couple hours ago, right before we came on the air. I was watching it. My jaw dropped. Listen to this.
It's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this. The parody in college football he's been talking about? Go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Shots fired.
I mean, even for you, who is not plugged into the SEC rivalries on a regular basis or just college football. And by the way, thanks to, speaking of college football, Columbus, Ohio, the newest city, where we have gone to the number one audience. So everybody out there, a lot of Ohio State Buckeye fans listening to us right now in Columbus, Ohio. We appreciate the fact that we have now gone number one in that market. I want to give a shout out to News Radio 610 WTVN. Whenever we go number one in your market, we want to make sure that we thank everybody there. So thank you, Columbus, Ohio, and everybody listening right now. And that ties in because it's one of the great college football markets anywhere. I mean, this is, he also said, by the way, Buck, that somebody needed to smack Nick Saban. I know the Trump versus Biden first debate was pretty intense, but for sports, that's as wild of a press conference as I've seen in a long time in terms of personal animosity. A lot of people have private animosity, but usually it doesn't go public like that.
I do remember from our time in Tuscaloosa that, yes, Mr. Saban was spoken of with a particular reverence, and that when he actually showed up at the game, it did feel like Julius Caesar had just arrived or something.
Yes.
You know, there was definitely a parting of the sea for Saban that occurred. So I can imagine that Mr. Jimbo is Jimbo, right?
Yeah, Jimbo
ruffling some feathers over in Alabama.
By the way, also number one in Birmingham. So we have managed to do what is almost improbable and impossible. We have united Columbus, Ohio, and Birmingham, Alabama in mutual audience appreciation and enjoyment for the Clay and Buck show. That's like you know, managing to bring together the Palestinians and the Israelis, Buck. Yeah, let's take some calls.
Let's do it. We got a guy goes by Mountain Man in Norman, Oklahoma. Speaking of
college towns.
Mr. Man of the Mountain, how are you, sir?
Sooner, I'm Sooner country.
Yeah, Boomer Sooner, I know that.
Now, I'll tell you this. The reason I called, I told your screener, all this hoopla going around about the baby formula.
Yeah.
Okay? I pulled up a recipe from Gerber from the 50s and the 60s for making your own baby formula.
Yeah, look, and by the way, I'm glad you called in with this because there are a lot of people not necessarily thinking of the fact that in worst case scenarios, you can make baby formula at home, and they've been sharing some of these formulas.
But I think he got in trouble for doing just that. Isn't that right, Mountain Man?
Oh, wow.
You've got that right. Where, you know, everybody's so used to the corporations will produce everything. This thing is real simple. It is a can of evaporated milk. Pet evaporated milk. Facebook flagged this as false information, by the way. 20 ounces of water. 2 level tablespoons of Cairo. Pour 4 ounces into each of 6 bottles. And then it says feed every 3 to 4 hours.
Well, I don't even have a baby.
Let me just say this, by the way.
I feel like I should go make some formula right now because Mountain Man's, he means business.
Mountain Man, this is an incredible call. I love his accent. I love that he's in Norman, Oklahoma, the hometown of the Oklahoma Sooners, and he's all in. Would you have ever believed?
I'm a delivery driver, and I'm on my way to Altus, Oklahoma. I run out of Oklahoma City.
Oh, well,
I drive a box truck. But
all right, my man, would you have ever believed, Mountain Man, that things would get so bad in Joe Biden's America that you'd be calling the biggest radio show in America to tell people how to make their own baby formula because they couldn't buy it?
Well, I'm a regular on our local KTOK, which is who I'm listening to you through right now.
Yep.
And I also pick you up through out of a Wichita Falls station, too, 1290.
Well, I appreciate everybody listening right now on both of those stations. But, Buck, to me, this is just such a great moment, a crystallization of where we are as a country. Our buddy the Mountain Man just called in to tell millions of people how they could make their own baby formula because they might not be able to find it to feed their babies because Joe Biden's entire administration is so incompetent. I mean, think about how crazy that is.
Remember we had Victory Gardens because of shortages during the World War II?
Yeah.
We apparently now have baby formula gardens, so to speak.
Without World War II going on,
right,
though.
It's crazy. Think about it. But
oh,
this
my
is what we're
goodness
up against. Clay, you see the disinformation board is not only over, but now they're trying to, on the way out the door, explain how it was disinformation that did in the disinformation board. This is from the New York Times today.
Yeah, and yesterday the Washington Post was peddling those lies. I mean, it's crazy. We've got an announcement for you, by the way, at the top of the next hour that I think several of you are going to find to be intriguing. A little bit of changes. I hope moving in a good way for the show. We'll tell you about it next.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.